In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. The message you're about to listen to is from Mercy Throne Missions, Elisha, Osun State. We believe that God is going to impact, enlarge, and give you directions for God's purpose to fulfill in your life through the teachings of God's anointed servant, Apostle Ezekiel Adenipekun. God bless you as you listen.
You can have your seat. God bless you. Tell the person on your right and your left, say, Merry Christmas. And I wish you many more returns. Pray for that person. Say, God bless you. Tell them, God bless you. Tell them, I'm happy to sit down beside you. Celebrate the Lord Jesus once again. And I also want to wish each and every one of you Merry Christmas and Happy New Year in advance. Romans chapter 1 from verse 1 to 6, our anchor scripture this morning. Romans chapter 1.
Rome orikini.
We'll read from verse 1
lati
through 6.
Si,
please, if you have your Bible, open with me.
Si, Bibeli, yinba, wa, lawo, yin, eje, ka, yoshi.
Paul, a born servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle separated to the gospel of God, which he promised before through his prophet in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his son Jesus Christ our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Through him we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to faith among all nations for his name. Verse 6, which is the last verse. Among whom you also are called of Jesus Christ.
Paul, iranse Jesu Christi ti a pe lati je aposteli ti a ya soto fun iriri Olorun.
Ti o teach today on what I titled the essence of Jesus Christ.
Ni oni mo fe ko wa ni ohun ti a pe ni pataki Jesu Christi.
The essence of Jesus Christ.
Pataki Jesu Christi.
Jesus Christ our Lord will be a mere ideology of man or event if care is not taken.
Jesu Christi yo wa je imo ogbon ori eniyan lasan tabi ajoyo kan ti a ko ba kiyesara.
This will be an unfortunate
eleyi yo si se ni laanu pupo
thing to our faith and our expectation over him all.
Yo se ni laanu fun igbagbo wa ati fun ireti wa nipa re.
If the camera people are blocking your view, you can spread to the other side so that you not struggle to see the front. So it will be an unfortunate thing if we allow Jesus Christ our Lord to be a mere ideology unto us. It will affect our faith. It will affect our expectation. And practically, this is happening already in the body of Christ. All over the world. And I want us to be careful. Jesus Christ is not an idea. Jesus Christ is not an event. Because now Christmas has been tagged December 25th. We all agree, even though we don't have the accurate calendar for that, but we choose December 25th to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, which we have been driven by the event, forgetting the essence of the person that owns the day.
Jesus Christ osu ti o keyin ninu odun lati kojo korawa jopo.
The essence of his personality must be researched and found for the integrity of our faith, sir. We must find out the essence of his personality in order for our faith to have integrity. Because it will be a mere talk, it will be a mere practice, it will become a religion, being a Christian, if the true essence of his personality is not being revealed to individual saints. I implore you to pay attention today. And that's why we have built a body without power. And that's why we have built a believer without faith. And that's why we have built a believer who are not strong, who are not durable, who are unshakable in our confession. That's why we have been having recycling in the church and no combat. The same church member who said they give their life to Jesus last year, they will give their life again this year. Where are the Muslims? Where are the unbelievers? Where are the witch doctors in town? So it is we that we claim that we know him, we drop our life, we pick it up again. We give him our life, we take it again. We give him our life. Why? Because the essence of his personality is yet revealed to
us.
I was speaking here in one of our teaching in Friday's meeting that we do have, Explosive Encounter, and I was saying God is like a library. The choice of your surroundings is not in him, it's through your determination to know the path and the essence of his personality. You can't just think God is going to put his knowledge in you. You will have to find out. He said, learn of me. For the integrity of our faith. We are praying now. We say, somebody who cannot walk, that is paralyzed, we declare in the name of Jesus, be healed. But there are advanced technology that can make a paralyzed person to be healed.
People
with cancer, there are advanced technology that can make cancer cell to die, and the person will recover from cancer and be well and
hearty.
There was this popular musician, I can't remember his name now. He used to be blind. He was part of those guys who sang in this Michael Jackson song where they say, we are the world, we are the children. That song, this guy was blind. There was a technology of a speck that was given to him. If he put on the speck, he can see you clearly the way I'm seeing you. So tell me the miracle you are protruding, making noise about, that you can make the blind to see. There's a technology in place now. If somebody died, they can find out the information and everything that the person was seeing or doing in the last 24 hours from his memory, and they will tell you. A dead person. Now maybe you don't understand that the next phase of the technology is that you and I are going to become a device. The 5G was created for you and I to be operated by machine. They can control you by a button. They can program into you what is needed. For the integrity of our faith, sir, the essence of Jesus Christ must be known. There are prophets and prophetess everywhere now. They can see clearly, see the things of the future, the past and the present. They are still tapping into the realm of the spirit to see these things, but not with the integrity of our faith. They have other source. So tell me, what is going to be a difference between you and them. Paul was doing mission work one day and he found a lady who was prophesying accurately. He said, oh, these ones, she even gave Paul and their disciples a prophecy. I said, these ones are the sons. They are children of God. These ones are children of God. And Paul said, shut up. This spirit speaking in you, even though it was speaking accurate prophecy about our personality, yet the source is questionable. Tell me today, what is the difference between the sorcerers and the Christians?
Kini yato tin be naarin awon osho ati awon Christiani?
We need to understand the essence of Jesus Christ for the integrity of our faith. Look at our dressing. I was in worry this week, and then we decided to go to ShopRite and do some window shopping there. And immediately it was 7:38. Ladies have flooded the place. They were in panties, practically in bras, practically half nakedness. They were even calling on people to come at ShopRite, inviting men. And they were demonstrating and doing all manner of advert. And then my heart bleeds because those girls, they are going to church on Sunday.
You
will need to listen to me today. Please make it faster, sir. My heart bleeds. These girls may be in the choir now. Look at the way we dress. There's no difference between the prostitute in town I don't understand how our faith are so degenerated to the point where there's no integrity in our dressing again, because we have found liberty in what, sir? Not in the essence of Christ.
O se ni laanu bi awon arabinrin wa awon irunsebinrin wa se mura nisiyi nitori pe esin yi.
I'm not a religious person. I'm a Christian.
Emi o se elesin o Christian ni mo je.
I'm not part of those people who criticize earring fixing of hair makeup. No, I'm not part of those nonsense doctrine. No. I believe that a woman should dress gorgeously, dress moderately, dress, but even in your gorgeousness, in your moderacy, remember the integrity of what you are representing, your faith. We must never confuse you with a prostitute in town. So the essence of Christ must be known, sir.
Please.
I've been campaigning this now for several years. These people who are criticizing women wearing trousers, I say bring it out of the scripture. They have not given me one scripture till now. The one they thought they know, when I open it to them, they are dumbfounded. So but I'm saying, when women begin to wear panties in the open, in fact, there are ladies I saw, they didn't wear pint at all. Have you turned to
this?
And then they are wearing clothes that are sustained here. For the integrity of our faith, the essence of Jesus Christ must be known, so that we will not join the world and just idealize the essence of Jesus. So that his death should not turn to vain in our life. His purpose should not be a mere visitation in our life. For the integrity of our faith. Jesus is more than a man. Jesus is more than a God.
Jesus is tayo olorun.
Please pay attention.
He's
more than a man. And
he's
more than just a God. This message is going to bless. He came to this world representing a dual personality.
For a
reason. Dual personality. Dual personality. Combining mortality and immortality. Romans chapter 1, let me show you verse 3 and 4. Concerning his son Jesus Christ our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Jesus Christ our Lord did not appear as God. He came as the seed of David. He came as the Son of God. A dual personality. It's not two people. He became a dual personality. He came as the seed of David. And he came as the Son of God. He came as the seed of David. He came as the Son of God. He came as the seed of David. Please pay attention. He came as the Son of God. It's important you understand this place so that you will not miss. If you understand him as the Son of God and you miss him as the seed of David, you are going to miss a valuable information that has something to do with the integrity of your faith. If you understand him as the Son of David and not the Son of God, you are still going to lose the integrity of your faith. The Son of David. Please, let's pay attention to that. You mean Jesus came as the seed of David? Who is David? Look at his generation. It was in his generation that we found Rechab. It was in his seed, it was in his generation that we found this David himself, a murderer, an adulterer. Why will Jesus associate himself with David that killed Uriah and took his wife? I thought he should have looked for a better family. Even he himself said David cannot build a house because his hand is full of blood. Why he declared a seed of David? He came to represent dual personality. And those two personalities are. How do you compare him being the seed of David, a man full of blood in his hand, and him being declared the Son of God by the Spirit of Holiness? I don't it, see, these things are contradicting. Let me show you again from the popular scripture you know about, giving back. There's a Christmas scripture. Who knows that Christmas scripture? That is the most popular Christmas scripture. Yes. Who can read it now? Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Thank you.
Isaiah, ori kesan.
Let me read it to your ears.
Isaiah 9, verse 6.
Isaiah,
ori kesan.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. But look at the statement, unto us a
child is born. Unto us a son is given. Unto us a child is born means he's going to be a flesh, a human. Unto us a son is given. It's not human. That is immortal being. Declared to us.
A child will be born.
For the natural reason and for the natural sake. But a child that is born is mortal, but that son is not born. That son is given.
Do
you
understand?
Unto us, a child is born.
Ni a fun ni omokunrin kan.
According to the flesh,
gege bi ti ara.
But according to the spirit,
gege bi ti
emi, a son is given.
A fun wa ni.
According to the flesh, a child is born. According to the spirit, a son is given. According to the flesh, a son, a child is born. In the spirit,
gege
was a son of the living God. According to the flesh, a seed of David. According to the spirit, a son of God. I'm taking you somewhere. Just calm down for me. This Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ
is more than a man.
It's
more than a God.
It's
a combination of God and man.
Help us tonight.
Help us. Help us. Help us. This misery will help you to understand your personality even in God.
But
do you know that it's nothing new that Jesus come in this dual personality? There is an experiment that God wants to achieve from the foundation of the world. Jesus being 100% man, 100% God, is an ideology, is an experiment that God knew that the essence of this experiment will bring about his purpose for man on earth. In Genesis chapter 2 verse 7,
Genesis,
look at what the Bible says. Genesis
2:7.
And God breathed the breath of life into the man he has made, and man became a living being. Did you see that? Genesis 2:7.
Genesis
Orikej. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became, it became that man. You see, I'm not really the fans of saying I'm a man. I've said it in this house many times, because you are reducing yourself to a dust when you say you are a man. Because according to the scripture, the level of a man ended at the level of dust that has no life. But that man became a living creature, because God breathed the breath of life into him. What was that again? A combination of mortality and immortality. It has been in existence even from the book of Genesis. Because the man that will represent God on earth must have the ability of God in him. Wait, he must have something that the devil does not have. The devil is a, oh my God, he's a spirit being. He has no right to manifest in the physical. He must possess a body. So God came. In order to operate at the sphere of man, he need to bring his breath into a man formed from the dust. There is something called ecosystem. And there's something called environment in studying ecosystem. Not every animal that is aquatic can survive on the land. So God, look at the sphere of man. What is available to use here? If I use fish, fish is limited. If I use bird, bird is limited. Let me find a man who has power to be able to migrate from one sphere of environment to another. People are in London now. People are in Canada. There is cold, snow falling. Yet men are still surviving there. It takes a creature that can survive at that sphere. God was looking. Can I use a bed? Bed is limited. God is limited. And I say, let's make man in our image. Not just our image, in our likeness. So that we will give him the power to be able to possess this earth and do that which any other creature cannot do. Did they, you understand what I just said now? The devil becomes the smallest problem of your life. Because the devil himself is limited in realm.
He's
limited in operation. So the Jesus coming as human 100%, as this was the idea of God in Adam. That's why Jesus came as the last Adam. He didn't come as the second Adam. Because there will never be any other Adam. The idea, if Adam had not fallen in the garden, there would be no reason for Jesus to come to this world. Because Adam was possessing two spirits. The spirit of man and the spirit of God. No wonder when God created everything faster. When God created everything, he brought it to Adam. And the Bible said, Adam said, this one shall be called cat. That one shall be called dove. And God said, whatever Adam called it, that was the name thereof. It is not possible to make mistake, because the spirit that was in God was invested in man.
We
have fallen several times because we forgot this place of identity. So Jesus came to show us what we lose in Eden. As a man, he walked upon the sea. As a man, he turned two fishes and five loaves of bread to feed 5,000 able men, including their wives and children. As a man, he raised the dead of Lazarus, who was in the grave for 4 days. As a man, he ascended to heaven. These possibilities are not limited to Jesus alone, because Enoch ascended without dying natural death. Moses ascended without dying natural death. Listen to me. Elijah ascended without dying natural death. These are possibilities you need to come to realize. Jesus has come to show you the essence why you are here.
Jesus Christ,
I will not touch some things because I won't be able to round up. It will become a series, and I don't want it to be a series. So he came as the seed of David, but again he came as the Son of God. He could just come as God. God does not need to come through David. But he wanted to show you the possibility that he can invest in a mortal man. Let me run so that we can finish eating this one and go to eat our natural lunch. I can't wait. I'm hungry. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's Christmas. If you like, say I'm not spiritual and I used to be. So what then is the essence of Jesus Christ?
Number
one, demonstration of love.
Fifi ìtẹ́sí ojúṣe.
Declaration of holiness.
Sísọ tí ìwà mímọ́ jẹ́.
I won't touch the part of the holiness because that one is another series on its own. But I will emphasize on the love part. Demonstration of love, declaration of holiness. That is the essence of Jesus Christ.
Pàtàkì Jésù Kristì náà ni fífi ìfẹ́ sójúṣe àti sísọ ìwà mímọ́ jẹ́.
He came as a seed of David. From a filthy generation. A generation of murderers, adulterers, fornicators. If how can you put a holy thing into a filthy vessel? He came to say, I know your weakness as mortal men, yet I want to find a space in you. I'm sure God chose David by deliberately. Because the theory of Solomon, his son, was that whoever covereth his sin shall not prosper. You remember that scripture. But when David was to speak in Psalm 32, David said, blessed is the man who God did not count his sin over. So David has seen that there is a prophetic agenda over his life, that heaven are planning to use him as an ambassador to declare the counsel of God for man. Am I speaking to somebody here? You will meet up, don't worry. Maybe next year, you will grow to this teaching. So David said, no. I have another version of that teaching. My son said, he will ever cover his sin shall not prosper. But me, I'm telling you that there is a man that God will not even count his sin on him. So God said, oh God, you saw it. If you see it, then I can use you. So the Bible says in Romans chapter 1, God, Jesus Christ came as the seed of David that did not count sin or was limited by the power of sin, yet he was declared Son of God by holiness. I'm telling you,
most of
you, you can come from the most wretched family. I'm telling you, even though your generation have been the most wretched, God can still make your life a platform to raise a billionaire. In our family, there is no king. Who told you? In the family of David, there's no king. He didn't come from a royal family. Jesse was never part of the royal family in Israel. Yet David became a king.
That video, well,
that man, God is telling you, I can make you a royalty.
While
are we not the same set of people? Let me speak the popular grammar in town. Were we not the same people from Egypt who were transported to Canaan land? And then we are being told in 2 Peter 1:9, ye are royal priesthood, holy nation. When did we become that? I thought we were servants, laborers in Egypt who are serving with rigor. I thought we are the most rebel nation who are murmuring against God and told him we don't want him. I thought we are the one who created the bull, that this is the God that brought us out of Egypt. Why is he interested in us? Jesus Christ is a misery. you will need to understand this before you can. The integrity of your faith will not be established until you know what I'm saying today. So David was not a royal priesthood. He was there's no royalty in their lineage. Jesse was never a king.
Jesse kiishi oba rara.
How then did David become a king?
Bawani David wa di oba.
David was never holy. He was a murderer.
David
he was a fornicator. How then did he become Jesus Christ have to come through his generation? Why not look for a better family that are holy? Because he does not want anybody to walk in self-righteousness. When you see the wisdom of God, it will defile every counsel of man.
ti o ba ri ogbon ori olorun yo pa gbogbo imo eniyan yo pa lenu mo pada.
You are telling me if I wake up one day and I say I don't want to sin again, I don't want to kill anybody again, I don't want to steal again, I don't want to drink again, I
said,
Lord Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. You mean that's the end of
it?
You mean from that thing I did, my name is cancelled from hell, and that has given me the certificate of heaven. That's all.
As if we are
living in my heart and confessing with my mouth, that make no sense. There's a mystery behind Jesus Christ. When God comes into the partnership, immortality partnering with mortals to bring his agenda. That is the essence of Jesus. The demonstration of love. That even though David was a filthy family, yet I'm going to reveal my counsel through you. Who told you the reason why you didn't have a child is because you had an abortion 10 years ago? Forgive yourself. He doesn't judge you the way the world judge. Mary wanted to give that to the Savior of the world.
Maria,
she didn't go to the palace in the country. She went to a manger where they are keeping goats, sheep, where sheep are defecating and urinating. A smelly environment. And then Jesus Christ, the most holy thing, was buried in that place where it's smelling. You know why? He wants access so that the rich and the poor can access him. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
If Jesus, they say, look at the statement of contrast. The Bible deliberately mentioned that there was no room in the inn. You know the meaning of inn? Hotel. How many of you have been to a hotel before? Let me see your hand. I want to establish something. Let me see your hand. Hotel before. Okay. If you go to an hotel, for instance, if I travel to go and minister, they lodge me in a hotel. Some people want to come and greet me because they heard I'm in town. So they will come to the hotel. You will think because they have a relationship with me, they can enter the hotel room anyhow. Or that you are joking. You can't enter. Because the moment you enter, the receptionist will say, hello, excuse me, can I see you? And then you say, I came to see Apostle. And then they say, which Apostle? They say, okay, I came to see Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, that was given birth to in this hotel. And then they say, who are you to him? Will you give us chance to call him first? And then they say, did you have an appointment with him? It means that the only people that will have access to see Jesus will be the people who are royal in the land. There will be too much protocol. John chapter 3 verse 16 will have been defied. Please pay attention. John chapter 3 verse 16 will have been defied. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but whosoever dare will have been only the rich and the kings and the princes. So, deliberately, they mentioned the inn, but they didn't allow him to go to the inn. So, Jesus was giving battle in the place where sheep were defecating and urinating. We are the sheep. We are the sheep. We are the sheep. We are the... You remember, oh my God, David was prophesying one day. David said, it is he that made us and not with us. We are the sheep of his pasture. We are the sheep of his pasture. So, Jesus was given birth in the means of mere men. His essence, to demonstrate love and to reveal
holiness.
To
demonstrate love. Even from the day of his birth, he did not accommodate a prestigious place. He came as lowly as possible. There is somebody sitting here right now. That if Jesus, the Son of the Living God, can come in a filthy family, can come in a filthy way, can come through a filthy generation, I have a good news for you. Even though your generation have been battered and tattered by generational curse, you will break that record.
Amen.
You will break the record.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I don't care the state of your womb. I declare you are carrying a child.
Amen.
Doctor told me I have low sperm count. They told my wife she cannot get pregnant. Yet we have two wonderful children. Today I prophesy. I don't care your medical report. I don't care your financial status. The Lord is overturning everything.
Amen.
What is your amen?
Amen.
Demonstration of love.
Fifi, first your duty.
Jesus' essence is to demonstrate love.
But I think Jesus now you will let Fifi first your duty.
Love is a character of heaven. Love is bigger than definitions. Please, sir. Love is bigger than expression. It's a nature only the immortals can explain. Thank you. It is more than definition. The nature, the love itself can only be defined by the immortals. This nature of love brought God to the world. I wonder what he was looking for here. This nature of love brought him to the world. This same love led him to the cross. Jesus said, I gave my life. I was deliberate about it. I could have chosen not to die. I came. In Revelation chapter 5, we saw that the lion of the tribe of Judah have chosen to open the seal and to read it. He chose to come. Only him can explain love. Love doesn't make sense at all. It has to be deliberate. Jesus Christ, our Lord, has a subject that is most emphasized in the scripture, and that emphasis is love. Please pay attention. Love, the Lord your God with all your heart and all your might, and then love your neighbor. Luke chapter 10, verse 27. Love your neighbor as yourself. He said, against this, there's no law. That is, if you can keep these two, you have fulfilled all the requirements of the law.
What?
I've seen that those who have find love and become lovers, they become immortalized.
They
are strange beings. Because the nature of love is not in the mortals, it's in the immortal realm.
Because God is love.
Nítorí pé Ọlọ́run gan pàápàá ìfẹ́ ló jẹ́.
He said, he whoever hates his neighbor cannot prove to him that he loves God. What brought Jesus in the first place? For God so loved the world. He so loved the world. It was love that brought Jesus. The essence of Jesus Christ is to demonstrate love. Loving God is required. Loving man is required.
Fífẹ́ Ọlọ́run ṣe pàtàkì. Fífẹ́ Ọlọ́run, fífẹ́ ènìyàn náà pẹ̀lú.
I'm about to round up, but I'm going to make some serious statement. I need you to pay attention.
Mo fẹ́ kí ẹ fiyèsí mi. Mo fẹ́ sàrọ̀ kankan.
The Jesus kind of love has a future that we must look into.
Inú ìfẹ́ ti Jésù Kristì, ó ní àwọn àmì kan tí a gbọdọ̀ ṣàkíyèsí.
It must endure and passes the test of time.
Ó gbọdọ̀ fara da àkókò.
It must endure. And it must pass time. There is a test of time that comes upon the love we are talking about. Do you remember I shared with you that this essence of bringing mortals and immortals together to form the agenda of God was from the big, by Genesis chapter 2, verse 7?
Mo sọ fún wa wí pé mímú ènìyàn àti Ọlọ́run wà láti wá fọwọ́sowọ́pọ̀ ó ti wà láti inú ìwé Genesis.
And God did not relent.
Ọlọ́run ò sì dẹ́kun.
Even 14,000 years later, he didn't relent. He actually achieved it.
Ọlọ́run ò dẹ́kun.
That love he had for Adam.
Ìfẹ́ tí Ọlọ́run ní sí Adam.
And Adam messed up.
Tí Adam sì
já. He brought it back.
Ọlọ́run mú ìfẹ́ náà padà wá.
He brought it back.
Ó padà mú ìfẹ́
náà wá. Because love endures.
Nítorí pé ìfẹ́
Because love will pass the test of time. If he had declared to Adam. That I've given to you all things. I bless you, be have dominion over every issue. And then God changed his mind completely. Then that love he has for Adam did not pass the test of time. So God said, what I have in mind for you, even though you mess up, I still have it. Now let there be another Adam so that that agenda The nature of this love is enduring. You know, I told you, if you find this love, exercise it, and you become a lover, you are going to be immortalized.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Louder.
Hallelujah.
I wonder how we love our spouse today and we hate them tomorrow. I wonder what they did that make you to revert your love from them. I wonder how we say we love our pastor and then because our pastor fell into sin, then we retract our love and then go and look for another pastor. It's my church, I love my church, I love my pastor. You have been declaring it for 10 years. And then your pastor did not help you in one way or the other that you need him to help him. And then you say you are not going to church again. What kind of love is that? It's not of Christ. The love of Christ endures. And it passes the test of time.
Pastor.
You are trying to shut down the church. I thought you loved the Lord. That's why you are serving the Lord. Why is frustration now making you to shut down the church? Why are you thinking to go back to business? Why are you querying and questioning your calling? I thought you came because of love. Did you come because of money? Did you come because of crowd? I thought you came because of love. Why are you saying you want to leave the church? Because things are not working. The love that is of God endures. Job said, even though he slay me, if he refused to give me children, yet I will love him.
Mm-hmm.
I will trust him. I will depend on him. I will never deny him. When the wife say, Job, curse your God so that you can die.
Job, go along with you.
He said, why are you speaking like one of those foolish women? The love that is of God is enduring. We must love one another. In the church, we must love one another. In our families, we must love one another. In our society, we must love one another. An enduring love. We must love the Muslims. We must love the unbelievers. That is when we care for their soul. You must love your boss. Even when he fires you, you must love them. This is what makes us to actually represent Jesus. Because the love he has for us was an enduring love. God's love for man from the days of Adam existed today. Once this love that you claim to have is provoked, the essence of that love has been lost. Let me show you within four verses. Let me show you the emphasis of the characteristics of love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Let's look at verse 4 to 8. 1 Corinthians 13. Verse 4 to 8. Look at something. He said, love. Look at the first feature of love. What does love do? My own version of the Bible says, love suffers long.
If you are Musuru,
no wonder Jesus was patient with us.
Abba, your teacher so finished.
What does the King James say? Suffer it long. Another version says, suffer it long. My version says, he suffer long. So it means a lot of things will happen for a long time. But love, we suffer it. It will agree. It will enjoy it.
Suru, tu mo si pe ati ma se le fun igba pipe sugbon yo ni ifarada.
Your love for God must endure suffering.
Ife re fun Olorun o gbodo la igba koja.
Let's go to verse 7.
E je ka wese keje.
Read verse 7. What? Love never gives up. My version said bears all. So he's talking about endurance. Suffer long, bears long. He's talking about the future of love. Bears all things, believes all things, hope on all things. Look at the last statement. Endures all things. Jesus is a proof that God endures enough for you and I to be saved. That is the same love he's expecting between you and him and between you and other mortal men. That you will love him even if he refuses to answer your prayer. That you will love him even if he refuses to give you that child. That you will love him even if he refuses to build you a house, buy you a car, turn things around for you. Love him for him because love suffers long. You will love your spouse despite their weaknesses.
Aidera,
That is the love I'm talking about. Not the love, I love you by mouth. I love my pastor. And then from January to December, your pastor is owing you 1,000 naira.
Pastor,
you don't care what he eats, you don't care what he drinks, you don't care what he wears. I love my pastor. And then they are talking about him. You are saying,
and
then you move back. And you claim that you love
him.
And he says something in the church you are not comfortable with, and then you got angry. Love suffers. Long, not small. Long. Endures all things.
Endures
all things. That's the future of this love. If we achieve loving the way our Lord loved with perseverance, endurance, and patience in it, then we will touch something unusual in the realm of the immortals. Love is the greatest achievement in life and in heaven. Something, a scripture now. If you can achieve to become a lover, the same way Jesus loved you and died for you, you are going to touch something. See, let me tell you something. What I have found out is that I was raised in CSC Church. And I see there is no other church that fast and pray like CSC. CSC are the guys who go into 40 days dry fasting, no water, no food. I only saw it in CSC. People staying on the mountain for 3 months, rain, sun, beat them on that rock every day for 3 months. They are asking for one thing, power. But you know what I found out? Love is not available for those who are asking. Power is not available for those who are asking. Anointing is not available for those who are asking.
It
is a compensation for lovers. I'm telling you. When you go to the secret place, and you are saying, I just love you, Jesus, and you are actually living that purposeful life of love for him, the compensation for that
is
that he will honor you. And when God chooses to honor a man, that honor can be interpreted to anything. It can be interpreted to prosperity, it can be interpreted to power and anointing. Let me show you this
scripture.
Romans chapter 2.
Rome ori keji.
The essence of Jesus Christ.
Pataki Jesu Christi.
Demonstrating of love.
Fifi fesojuse.
And
ati
declaration of holiness.
Si so iwa mimo.
And that gives us the privilege to become more than mortal men.
Look at Romans chapter 2.
Please pay attention to this. Very, very important. I beg you, pay attention to this. So that you will understand how to become more relevant in life than your struggle, than your prayers and fasting. If you learn from Jesus and begin to live like Jesus, you are going to become like Jesus. Look at it. Romans chapter 2, verse 4. Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long suffering? not knowing that the goodness of God lead you to repentance. Look at the words.
Tabi
is the riches of his goodness. You remember? I'm avoiding some point in order not to make it a series. You remember the Bible says in the book of Acts of Apostles chapter 10 verse 38 how Jesus Christ was anointed by God with the Holy Spirit and power. The next thing after being anointed with Holy Spirit and power was that he went about doing good.
Or
do you despise the richness of his goodness? Romans chapter 2 verse 4. Do you despise that goodness he's showing you? That goodness make him to forbear and long suffering. The love that is of God forbears.
Suffers
long.
He
said that don't ever despise that because it was his patience that has made you to become saved. Do you despise the richness of his goodness? Forbearance and long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance. The reason why we are saved today is because of the forbearance of his love. Look at verse
6.
Let's go to verse
7.
You know, that was the future of God. Wait, pay attention. Look at me. Do you despise the riches of his goodness? His goodness. That is, who are we talking of there? Whose goodness? Answer me. Whose goodness?
God's goodness.
Whose goodness? You're hungry? Whose goodness?
God's.
Why can't you say it then? Whose goodness?
God's goodness.
He said, do you despise it? The goodness of God? Forbearing and long suffering? He said it was the goodness of God, that patience, that made him to be patient. That's why you are saved. He said that patience had led you to repentance. Look at verse 7 now. Eternal life. I told you, when you become a lover, you will touch something, and that thing will lead you to become immortalized. Look at it. It said eternal life to those, he didn't mention one person, to anybody, to those who by what? By what? Patience.
Only for one thing, Fisuru.
Those who by patience, eternal life, for those who by patience. I told you the future of love is patience. Please, I hope this teaching is not too complicated for you. Those who by patience, he said eternal life to them. Who, when they were demonstrating their love, it endures time. It passed the test of time. It persevered. It had long suffering. It endures all things. Eternal life to them. To those who by patient continuance, look at it.
Continuance.
In doing good, seek for glory, honor, and immortality. The first one was God. His patience, his goodness, making God. Verse 7 says, you yourself, you can enjoy eternal life if your patience can become continual. And the future of that love, when it comes upon you, is that it make you good. Then he says, you will be crowned with honor and glory, and then you'll be immortalized. The essence of Jesus is come to demonstrate love for you so that you also can enjoy the possibility of the immortals.
You must be like Jesus.
Not just by praying to him, but ability to love the way he loves. Ability to endure the way he endures. Ability to persevere the way he persevered. Ability to be patient the way he was patient. This Christianity of no patience is a problem. I told you, between your prophecy and manifestation, there is a waiting period. Whatever cannot endure the test of time is not of God.
Love.
Like that of God.
BT alone.
Jesus is the demonstration of the love of God. They say from Abraham to David, 4,000 years from David from Abraham to David, he said 4,000 years. From David also to Jesse, that's another 4,000 years. So my point is, from Adam to Abraham, we don't even know how many years. But the point is this: for over 10,000 years, the love of God for man endures. Even though man keep disappointing God, yet the love of God endures.
If your love duro titi lai lai,
if your love can endure time,
if everybody duro titi,
you will enjoy glory.
Oh, shengbalaji.
The reward of that patience.
Oh, badun ogo.
The way we love people today because of what they do that we like, and hate them tomorrow because of what they did that we don't like, it's a proof that that love we have for them is not of God. Are you listening to me? Until your love can outlive a man, your love is not from God yet. Because the love that God has for Adam in thousands of years ago, that love endures until today. God has not changed his mind and said, I'm not loving anybody again. Up till now, God so loved the world. Up till today, for God, even after 2,000 years later, for God, Son of the world. This will help your marriage. If you can love your wife and your husband without a condition. If you can love your neighbor without a condition. If you can love the unbelievers without a condition. If you can love the Muslim without a condition. That is when you are becoming like Christ, and your love will become an enduring love. The same one he has demonstrated to us through sending the most holy thing in heaven to the earth to die for mortal men. Am I clear now? Do you understand the message now? Rise on your feet. So Jesus is the demonstration of the love of God. And the quality of that love is the future of patience and endurance. Can you talk to the Lord? Father, help me to love according to what Jesus represents. You see, whatever you are doing right now, once he does not have an enduring and patient love, it has nothing to do with Jesus. You can brag about it now. Because Peter was bragging, but at the point of challenges, Peter denied Jesus Christ 3 times. Do you love him to the point that you can die for him? Open your mouth and talk to him. Father, help me to love you. To love you. according to your standard. Help me, Lord. Help me to love.
Help me, oh God. Dominate me. Dominate me. Oh God. Dominate me, oh God. Dominate me, oh God. If you love according to His own law, He promised you glory, He promised you honor, He promised you eternal life, He promised you more than what the mortals can offer. Open your mouth and talk to Him. Help me to love. Help me to love. Help me to love according to your standard. Help me to love according to your expectation.
We believe that you've been richly blessed through this message. For prayers and counseling, please contact the ministry on 0703-914-2529 or 0802-090-1803. Mercy Throne Missions, recruiting God's future generals for purpose with passion and power.